In a world with many similarities to our own, there lies two planets that are both experiencing societal turmoil. One of them, the planet Remus, there lies a town named Hazel that is on the outskirts of one of the busiest cities on the planet. While society is strained with cultural change, in this town, there are beings that no one has seen and struggle not to be found as time goes on. The following is the story of some of the people who end up finding them through no fault of their own. This is Hazeltown Story. So you get up to the window and you're able to get into it. The window is looking into the warehouse. And there is thankfully no one underneath. Now here's the thing though. You got into by the window. The thing is that window is not meant to be reached. Which means that there's nothing really near it. There are some shelves that are by that you could jump to, but there is no place to safely land.
That's fine. I'm fine to roll for maneuver and not scam you this time, so...
So, you have some options. You can, depending upon how you want to do this, do you want to focus on safety, or do you want to do you want to focus on safety, or do you want to focus on being quiet?
Quiet.
Okay. So how do you want to try this?
So I figured, like, getting the window open, that's the easy part.
Yeah, I would almost say that the window is probably open just for heat.
So then Claudia's going to be trying to just basically bound over the bookshelves without causing them to, like, flip the fall over.
So I would say it's not so much a problem of them falling over, it is the problem of you being able to grab onto something before you fall multiple stories to the very hard ground.
Ah, still...
You can very much knock shit over and make a very loud noise.
We're gonna just try and just jump and then aim for one of the lower shelves so that that to grab onto versus some of the stuff at the top.
Okay. What action roll do you want?
This is definitely a maneuver.
Okay. I will say that this is absolutely going to be risky. No one's really looking at you at this point. No one's really seeing you. So there's no like point in getting caught. But there's the thing of, like, if you make a noise or, like, any sort of commotion that you would make as a result of this is going to be suspicious.
Yeah, that checks out.
Your effect, I mean, you have the time to set it up, so I'd just say your effect is going to be great. Or not great. Your effect's going to be standard.
Well, it's going to be great because I've got ball sportsman.
Okay. Now, so that's going to be standard great. Well, not standard. Risky. Great. Risky great.
Two dice.
That's another failure. That's three and two.
All right, time to roll to resist.
Okay. yeah, just for sake of how the system works, if you were to choose to fail, not only would you knock shit off, you would absolutely take, you would try and like grab something. You would land a little bit higher than you were. You would absolutely knock shit off, which would make a large noise. You would also not be able to grab onto something, fall down, and take two harm.
Oof, I'm taking some stress for that one, so that's another four stress I'm taking.
So you did resist. Yes. Rolled a one and a two, which means that you're taking, what, four additional stress? What, taking four stress from that?
Yes, taking four stress, because it's six minus two, six minus whatever the roll is. So.
Okay, let's look at your stress level.
That puts me at six stress out of 14.
Which means you are dazed. Basically, you managed to correct yourself. However, the shock of almost falling and managed to do this has put you in an adrenaline spot that you are now maybe not super focused.
All right, that's fine with me. Now, time to go find the door to unlock for Queen and Haley.
Oh, after I should ask this, how are you direct?
The same kind of, like, Lupin the Third. This would be pink suit era. Or is this red jacket, or is this pink jacket era?
The fact is more, the question is, you're wearing a suit jacket, correct?
Yes.
So the thing I will say about this is you are in the warehouse area in a suit jacket like this. You are dressed formally in an area that is definitely not meant for formal. Oh, keep that in mind. Anyway, so as you do that, the warehouse is labeled like it's a normal warehouse. There's still people. There's like people looking around. No one's really paying any attention to you quite yet.
I didn't hear the loud crash.
Well, you that corrected. So that did not happen. So also, you
real quick aside, definitely green jacket.
Okay.
Because wait, at this point, does the manga era even have a technical color? Because I mean, it's black and white, but I think on the cover it was mostly red. Regardless, how now that you've managed to get onto the ground, how do you manage to? What is your next step?
Next step is just find the front doors to let find either like the back door or just find a door that it would be easy to just like not suspiciously let the others in.
Okay. As you're looking around, a little bit frantic, you do take a look and see that any door leading out the back will have people by it. So those are like the, so your best opportunity is to go inside the business area and try and look for a the door there.
All right, I'll do so then.
You find that the door to like the business area is generally like it's marked. As you go through the area, it's not super active. So you definitely like see some like there's some people in the offices, but I will give you, to avoid the granularity, I will give you that you can just go ahead and walk over to the side door and note that it is now, it was locked, you have now unlocked.
All right, I guess like give like a sign or something to let the Haley and Queen know they can come on in.
I mean, you could just open the door.
Oh yeah, they just open the door.
All right. Bond's seeing that Haley, like, well, she's not dead.
I'm a professional.
I know. I've got the pictures to prove it.
Oh, yeah, also because I didn't say Haley is also wearing a suit. All black suit.
All right.
Kind of like black. This, but not quite.
Claudia is in green and I'm wearing pinstripe. Let's fucking go.
All right. So, what? Now that you have access to the building, what do you want to do?
Case the joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, if you're just walking in. Like what part of the business do you want to case? Like what is your priority here?
Well, probably offices. I think that's where like any information is gonna be.
Okay. So here's the thing. It is, you know, business hours, so everyone that has an office is in there.
Hmm.
And we need someone who's good at talking to people, and it sure ain't me.
I've got a one in connect or charm, so out of this group, I'm the best, maybe?
Actually, wait.
Nah, Haley has one in charm and one to deceive, so both of us.
Actually, I got bad news for you then.
What?
Depending on the route we want to go, Queen is two in intimidate.
And one in deceive.
There are many routes you can to accomplish anything in this. Look, many of them are bad, but...
Okay, everyone, sit down for a sec, quick. We need to hash this out. Are we going to be loud and aggressive, or should we finesse it?
That's enough for now. We've got some other appointments to deal with later in the day.
Yeah, I need to catch my breath, so I'll let you guys lead.
So what is that, then?
Finesse.
Finesse, okay. Yep, I'm gonna sit back up. You got this, Haley. Show us why they pay you the big bucks.
All right. Oh, is there like any internal maps in the building, like near the doors or whatever?
There are. Okay, so there would be maps that like the fire escape maps, which are basically they tell you building or like rooms, but that's about it.
Hmm.
Also, so people who are listening can understand what I just did. I posted a YouTube link of We Are Number One from LazyTown because that's what's playing in my head while you're doing this bullshit.
And it is that fucking energy, ain't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Some powerful dipshit energy.
So how about I ask this? Also, this maybe help you out. So what exactly would you find that you think would make this outing a success?
Well, I suppose the first question is, what's the amount of white humans in this office?
Hmm. You know, I would say that's not exactly something that would take a whole lot of, like, I don't think you need to investigate that. As you're going through, you notice that there are a number, like I would say maybe, let's say maybe 2 out of 5.
Hmm.
In the front, actually I would say throughout the building, it is about 2/5.
Hmm. Not staggering evidence. Actually, where are we now in the building that Claudia lets in to?
You are in the business area.
The offices?
Yeah, you're in the offices.
All right. Okay. Actually, I just had a thought, something that Queen can do that would probably be best suited for her.
Mm-hmm.
We go investigate the boxes in the warehouse.
Also, investigate. Hmm?
Torpo, what you just posted. I need to, if it weren't for the fact that that would require a lot more effort than I want to do, man, I am very tempted to add that in. Watch me swoosh right in.
It's such a dumb video. It is some old ass YouTube poop.
But it worked. It's the...
Yeah.
That cycle worked in Scooby-Doo.
I can't actually really investigate. I don't have an investigate stat, I'm sorry to say.
Remember, you choose the stat to roll, Torpid. You can investigate by making someone very scared that they tell you something.
Also, yeah, whether or not that will work is up to me.
You can use maneuver to sneak down to the floor and then open some boxes.
I'm just saying, if anyone's going to investigate, it would probably not be me. Look, I drove here, first off. Claudia also can't investigate.
Look, we are very good at being physical.
What about Haley can investigate, actually, so if anyone's going to do it...
Haley is dazed.
No, Claudia's dazed.
Oh, yeah, right.
Claudia can't do shit. Look, Queen is a creature of violence and little else. You want a violence? Sure, I'll give it for you. But you want some sweet, cool moves? I'll fuck them up. Sure. I'm just saying. Haley's the perfect fit for it.
All right, is there like a file room?
I would say yes.
All right, is it guarded?
No.
All right, then yeah. Haley's going to head in there and bring Claudia with her.
All right, let's go.
Queen's just going to hang outside the side door.
Queen can keep watch.
Exactly.
All right. In the file room, are file cabinets locked?
Some.
Are the locked ones labeled?
No.
Hmm. Well, start with the unlocked ones first. Open up and see what's inside.
As you look in the file cabinet, you don't see anything like that sticks out like as anything that could be like out of order.
All right. How about shipping records? Recent shipping records?
There are shipping records there, which again, nothing like, it's all like going to that you have no reason to believe wouldn't be, from what your knowledge of the area is, it's like that, I believe, like, it seems like everything is going to a commercial.
All right. Well, I don't know about you, but there's nothing really we can do here now. We might have to come back later.
All right. Sounds fine with me.
All right. Okay, so head out. Retrieve Queen and say, well, we're on to Hazeltown then.
Oh boy, more driving. See, I can be useful. I just, you know, not great at talking to people kindly. I don't get paid to talk to people kindly.
I know.
Okay, now I'm gonna try to, as we run back to the car, do a 6 slide across the hood.
Okay. How do you want to action roll that?
Maneuver, of course.
Okay.
I'm guessing controlled and standard.
No, because it will be risky because you will suffer potential emotional distress that will cause harm.
You're right, in effect.
The thing is that only 2 people will see you do it. The problem is that those 2 people are the ones that you don't want to see it. Your effect, I'm going to say your effect's going to be normal.
So it's going to be great, is what you're saying.
It's going to be great.
They're going to be so impressed with me doing this sick move.
Okay. A 1, a 6, and a 2. You do.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
It even makes a satisfying squeak as you do it.
Hell yeah.
The Dukes of Hazzard theme song starts playing on the radio.
Oh, please. Not the Dukes of Hazzard.
No, it plays a slide whistle from that one flip in the map, the golden gun. So there. Okay, so that's that one area scouted slightly, kind of. You go look at your paper. And on there, you find the next area is in Hazeltown, as mentioned. It is the Gentle River Furniture Supply Depot.
Oh no, is this really a furniture depot next on our list?
What it says.
So this has nothing to do with what's actually inside, but what I was thinking of doing is like maybe one of them should be like a meat packing plant, you know, like had the rocky like meat on a slab. And then I'm like, wait, that doesn't actually in universe that would not make sense. And then I'm like furniture supply people. But in my head, instead of like the beef on the hook, it was just a couch that was on a hook.
Like you do.
A leather couch that's just on the hook.
Sorry, I also looked up what you were talking about, man, the golden gun, and it's
oh no, that sucks. It sucks real bad.
It sucks so hard. My man just did this incredibly dangerous stunt jump and all you get is a slide whistle.
It sucks, yeah. Real bad.
It sucks so bad. Okay.
Alright. So
we get out there, same as before the first time, drive by, investigate, roll.
Okay. It's going to be the same controlled standard, controlled standard.
Yeah, that's what I was wrong before, because I also have hyper focus, so it would be, in fact, great.
Okay, so, well, actually, I think it was I think I gave you effect grade on that one.
Oh.
But anyway, you can roll effect grade, or control grade. One sucks. Okay, so as you drive by, you can in fact tell that yes, it is in fact a furniture supply depot. Same kind of deal as last time, where it's a front business area, maybe a entrance on the side, and another warehouse. This one, however, you can tell is a lot not nearly as populated. Currently, there's some people that are like in the back, like just having a smoke break. There's like doors open that you can tell. Yeah, there's furniture inside. You can also see that there are some side doors that might not have people by them. But it is actually a very similar looking.
All right. Well, Claudia, you're up.
All right. So, well, I don't have enough stress to try this again. So, we're gonna just try for a more mundane approach. Like anything specifically?
There's less people around, so you could probably get through one of the doors, no problem.
Yeah, I'm just go for one of the doors this time.
You go to the side door and you find that's open.
Oh. Just open the door. It's like, oh, okay.
Goes back so around, dejectedly waved at the others.
Yeah, just come on. It was just open.
No.
Not quite the security of sleep, shower, and sofa.
I always hate these sort of furniture buildings. I always get so lost.
All right, what's inside?
Well, going through the side door, it goes into another similar business area. Like, there's just offices and people who are, like, you can see that there's, like, a small call center that basically is there to arrange for pickups and deliveries and all that. You can tell it is also not as, like, super busy as the last one, but it is semi-active.
All right, well, same as before. Is there a filing room?
In this case, there would be the room with records is kept in someone's office, so it is not like its own dedicated room.
Whose office?
It is the person. Well, it is. Let's see. Who would it be? It would be the let's see. Like, it would probably be in one person whose job is there. Just like probably in the bookkeeper's office.
Is the bookkeeper in?
Yes.
Believe in you.
We believe.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What's the bookkeeper's name?
Well, no, I'm not picking a name that's from that's Afrikaans. That's a bit too on the nose.
We've got that list of names I wrote up in the thread a little bit.
Yeah, that's not those people. It's just a random person. Oh, what hillbilly names are you going to give me? Oh, those are just first names. Okay, you can't just say Bobby Joe. That's just a given. Okay. Ben Roth.
All right.
So how are you? So what are you planning on doing?
This place does have a parking lot, right?
Yes.
Hmm. All right. Queen, can you come with me?
We're heading to the parking lot.
Claudia.
Yep.
If he leaves his office, I need you to get in there quick and see if you can dig through the records. Same as before, shipping records, anything that might be suspicious.
All right, we'll do.
All right. Going to head to the parking lot. Not sure how easy this is going to be, but trying to go to find this man's car.
I mean, any idea of what to look for?
Well, I feel like there'll be something in the window or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. But I do have a plan B.
I guess at this point, enroll your investigate.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to investigate to see if you can identify what this person's car is?
Yeah.
I would say you're going to be controlled because it's not like it's nothing, like it's not secure enough that that's going to be an issue. And also it's not like in a super remote area. So it's like there's no reason for like any weird stuff like that. Your effects are going to be limited, though, because you have no information to go off of.
No, as you still get hyper focus.
OK, so its effect's going to be standard
and coast clear.
So coast clear. What's coast clear? Coast clear. Okay, so it's great.
All right. Let's see if I get lucky.
1 in 4. So I will say, as you kind of go through, you can kind of tell that the parking lot, as you notice, that doesn't have a whole lot of cars in it. What you're able to kind of deduce from that, you're not able to find his car specifically, but you can notice one bit of information about the cars there, is that the cars there, as you kind of like look into the number of people there, you can kind of realize that every one of the cars there has to do with one of the people who are in the business area. And there's about maybe 8 cars.
Well, Haley just shakes her head and says, well, I was going to do this a semi-nice way, but, well, can't be helped, I guess. Queen.
Yes?
Give me 1 minute to get clear and then ruin these people's day.
Aw. You're just what I like.
I knew you'd be happy. And then Haley walked off.
Okay, well, it's time to make a mess.
All right. So you, I take it that you may be doing a smash roll.
I may be kicking in some windshields, yes.
I'm to super kick some windows.
Okay. So your condition, it's going to be controlled because no one really is looking at this point. And it's also the parking lot's on the side where the people in the back can't see. The effect is going to be probably, I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be like great because it's a stationary object.
Right.
Like, also, I don't think the windows are going to be that.
No, because you can just stand on the fucking hood.
Yeah.
This is the time where cars are very flat.
Yeah, so.
And lacking car alarm.
Yeah, so your effect's going to be standard and great. Or your effect's going to be controlled and great. And
we will do that. sorry, I'm thinking really quick.
Uh-huh.
I'm just, No, it's fine. I'm not going to try to finesse that one.
What were you going to try and...
Give me a 1-2.
If that's what I think it is, no.
It's, should you attack a target, engage range with your fists or kicks. You may spend an additional stress to make a second action roll to attack again.
I mean, in theory, you could do that, but also why?
Yeah, why?
Because I have no faith in my rolls, just you watch. Oh, 5 is actually pretty all right.
Okay, so 5, 3, and 1. So you... How do I pull this off? So your goal was to smash windows specifically, correct?
Yeah, also I just realized that I've been under-rolling because I forgot about the action roll boosts.
Did you account for it in this one?
No. But it's fine. It's not a big deal.
Okay. In that case, okay, how is this a mix?
I mean, my obvious thing is it makes a bunch of loud noise.
I mean, yeah. There's that. I'm just trying to think of what else do I have.
Yeah, come to find out, basically dancing on people's car hoods and kicking in their fucking windshields might get a little bit of attention.
Yeah, I would say that your effect's going to be that you do, in fact, do what you want, which is you wanted to create some sort of diversion. The problem is that the diversion came immediately. Look, so if you want to give yourself some time, you're going to have to resist.
Yeah, I could resist.
Because by I should mention, by the attention that you receive, it is the people in back, aka the people doing the heavy lifting.
So resist roll would be 2. Let's see.
1-5. Oh, so you only take 1 stress.
Hell yeah.
So you do manage to smash the windows, but no one's like immediately checking in on you.
It's a bad neighborhood, it's fine. once all the windshields are smashed, Queen is gonna do a little pose on the hood of one of the cars. Just go, ta-da!
Once she does that, Haley will start heading for like the front entrance of the building.
And Queen is gonna get the fuck out.
Yep. Alright. Once inside, Haley's gonna go to the front desk, looking all worried, and says, hey.
Hello, how may I help you?
So I was just walking by and there was a maniac in your parking lot just smashing up all the windows.
What do you mean by that? The person starts to get up.
I mean, some crazy person was smashing in all your car windows and doing a pose on the roof.
Excuse me. The person goes outside to take a look. And it's like, you can kind of see the, how do we deal with this look on the person's face. And it's like, thank you for letting us know. I will go ahead and call. I'll get on the horn and get someone over here.
Exactly. How do you react to that? Like, the answer is to blame the youth.
Haley's going to leave then.
Okay.
I guess what happens with the rest of the building? Do people start heading out to see this?
I would say the person kind of like before. It said, like, they sit down to try and call, but then they realize it's like, oh, maybe I should let people know. Is like, kind of doesn't want to start a huge panic, so just kind of you can see them go into someone's office, trying to be real quiet, and then the person comes out of the office incredibly not quiet. And she does that a few times, including to
the bookkeeper,
Ben Roth, the bookkeeper.
Ah, it's my time to shine then.
Okay. So in that case, where were you kind of just sitting?
So I imagine that there is like an office, it's an office space. So there's an area there where like Claudia could like, just like look like she's like just milling about, but not too noticeable about it. Right.
So all these offices are like separate rooms.
Okay. Then just probably got into the one that was like had easy access, but no one was in there.
Yes. The dude had to take the day off because he got a horrible case of the shits.
Yes, and like the lock is probably shit, even if it even is locked, because who knows.
You do see that there is a number of like different drawers, and you do find, like, as you just kind of like pull them, you do tell that like two of them are locked.
All right, let's go ahead and give them a try.
All right, so how do you want to action roll your way through these locks?
That's sabotage, but I forget. Does days count as all rolls under that section, or just
okay,
just the resistance rolls?
I'm sorry. So what exactly are you what is the question?
I was like using sabotage to go and unpick the locks to just get in.
Okay, and you're wondering because I imagine
days is minus one. Days is minus one die to like cunning and intellect rolls.
Yeah, because the question is, you would still not recovered quite yet.
Okay, that's fine. We'll just spend 2 stress to get the extra die back.
Okay.
Spending stress like it's going out of style, goddamn.
So you're now at 4 out of 14?
Yes. So what's the position?
Position is controlled. The effect is going to be standard. That is a 3 and a 2, so you manage to not lock or pick that lock.
Okay, I don't have the stress.
You could very much pass out in that guy's office if you try and resist that.
Yeah, no, I don't.
No, that'd be very funny, though.
That would be funny, but, like, I don't have the, like, Haley is not close enough where I'd feel like that'd be a good idea. So, yeah, I'm not gonna, what is the consequence? Is it just getting caught?
I mean, the consequence is you don't pick the lock.
Okay, so... Yeah, I'm just gonna say, like, okay, the lock's jammed. Yeah, that's it. Claudia still, since she's on the adrenaline high, is not able to like calmly pick the lock, and it just gets up jamming.
You get that message that's on 80% of locks in Silent Hill games.
Yes.
You do notice that there are two locks or two drawers that you cannot at the moment open.
Oh, what about the unlocked ones?
Yeah.
As you go through that, it's again the same story. There's not much that really seems out of the ordinary.
Oh well, I'll guess I'll try and find Haley to report. Hey, there might be some stuff, but the locks are jammed on these two drawers.
Yeah, Haley's just down the street from the building in the car.
Yeah, I guess at that point, Claudia's gonna show up. Like, I wasn't able to get in. There's nothing too much was found. There are some locks that end up jammed, so I couldn't get into there. But I don't know what you... Well, I'm guessing you did something to get these people to panic, because I would have otherwise would have said have Queen just try and break the locks. But I feel like that's not necessarily...
We need to go pick up Queen. She's several blocks from here.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, Queen fucking sprinted.
But yeah, gonna go pick up Queen and then drive to the final address.
Do we want to cut for tonight, or do we think we can get it?
So I was thinking of probably doing the next day, because I think two locations is enough for I think that is the morning. So I think we have our afternoon downtime session. I think we could probably call it after that, because the next one's going to be a little bit more involved.
Okay. So I guess, yeah, no.
So you all managed to vacate the premise. All
right. I guess since it's downtime, I know what I'm doing.
So, Carnival, you have two downtime actions.
One is, I forget, do we automatically return back to, or do is that specific action?
Return, for healing stress. And stuff? So stress, so it's, you automatically recover everything after a day.
Oh, a day.
So you do it, if you want to recover your stress, that is a downtime action.
Yes, I'm doing it, spinning a downtime action to recover my stress.
Let me just see. Relax and recover. Recover all stress. Roll physical or heart resistance to determine recovered harm, but I don't think you have any harm.
I don't have any harm, so.
Okay, so you recover your stress.
Just, again, does some meditation, breathing exercises, gets back into the swing of things.
Okay, and then what's your other downtime action?
Gonna train in physical, which, again, only one, so nothing there. Okay.
All right, DM.
Three trainings of charisma.
All right, that should give you a level up, shouldn't it?
Yes, it does. I'm gonna put a point into charm.
Okay. which that puts... So what does that put you at?
Two charm.
Okay, two charm, and one is... all right, Torpo.
Right, because I have two different trainings, I can split it up, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So I'll put one point into cunning, which will net me a point of sabotage. So now it's two.
All right.
Listen, all y'all. Other than that, yes? Yeah, I guess I will throw one into, the rogue.
Okay.
Two sabotage, baby. Man, I am so specialized.
Yeah.
I only need three more experience and I can increase physical again.
Yep.
Amazing.
Okay. Now that you've done your downtime actions, you notice that you have... This will be the teaser for what's coming up next. You go over your list, you're like, okay, you have one more left. And the location is listed as the Dudley Palace, as in Oak Brook. And... You look at that, and who is the one that would probably know, like, a hokey location?
How are you defining hokey here, is the question.
Tourist trap-ass, like, location.
That sounds like Claudia.
Yeah, that's Claudia.
So, Claudia, like, Haley mentions the name, and that rings bell, and you just have a thought of, like, Dudley Palace. Isn't that... The place that has, like, it's meant to be, like, it's shaped like a castle, and there's, like, a cathedral next to it. that like it was meant to be like a little bit of a museum on how like medieval kind of things, and then like isn't there like a place where they put on shows in the middle of it?
It's a fucking medieval times. God.
God, some loser shit right there.
You ever see the cable guy?
No.
No. Previous episodes of Hazeltown Story can be found at bekindrewind.hazel.town or radio.hazel.town. If you would like to know more about the universe and have an interest in video games, you can watch Lord of the Puzzles Journal, our sister show, that can be found at theater.hazel.town or bekindrewind.hazel.town. If you would like to keep up to date with Lolo, you can follow them at Coast or Blue Sky at Lolo the Puzzler. There is also a Discord server in which you can potentially catch episodes being recorded live at club.hazel.town. Thank you for listening to Hazeltown Story. I welcome you to come back for more.